And here this morning we have partly sunny skies. Your current temperature at 5 degrees above. Look for a high temperature near 7 above today, and wind chill values as low as 20 below zero. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The news being brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned and home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. An incident Wednesday night in Atlantic led to the arrest of three teens on explosives-related charges. According to the Atlantic Police Department, 19-year-old Dalen Clean, 17-year-old Bryce Galing, and 17-year-old Jeremy Stone, all of Atlantic, were arrested shortly after 9:30 p.m. All three were charged with reckless use of fire or explosive device, possession of weapons, homemade explosive, and using explosives with the intent to commit a public offense. Clean was booked into the Cass County Jail, while Galing and Stone were later released to the custody of their parents pending an appearance in juvenile court. Additional details about the incident are not currently available. KJAN News Time is 9:09.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In other news this morning, a Northern Iowa police officer no longer faces a criminal complaint that he'd brushed off a woman's report of rape. The Floyd County attorney dismissed the misdemeanor misconduct charge filed against Charles City officer Todd Smith. Smith had already pleaded not guilty. A court report says the 49-year-old Smith responded to a rape report on July 14th. The report says Smith told the woman he doubted the bruises she showed him were new, and that if there had been sex between her and the suspect, it was her fault because she'd been drinking. Smith's attorney, Joel Unick, has said that it's a case of perceived insensitivity. Unick says Smith is considering suing his accuser, and City Administrator Tom Brownlow says Smith intends to resign on February the 11th. Major General Timothy Orr, head of the Iowa National Guard, is scheduled to address a joint session of the General Assembly. The annual speech, known as the Condition of the Guard Address, will update lawmakers Thursday on the work of the Iowa Army National Guard. Some changes are in store for the military presence in Iowa this year. The F-16 jets that had been flown out of the Des Moines Air National Guard base will be removed, and plans to set up a drone operations center are underway. A spokesman for Orr says he's likely to discuss this transition in his remarks. The state's Workers' Compensation Commissioner is suing Governor Terry Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, and members of the governor's staff in federal court, alleging discriminating for political reasons and because he's gay. Christopher Godfrey's lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court Wednesday says Branstad and some of his staff violated his constitutional rights by cutting his salary and trying to push him out of his job. Branstad wants Godfrey to resign from the job, which oversees cases involving injured workers. Godfrey refuses. Last year, Branstad cut his salary, reduced the office budget, and eliminated an assistant. Godfrey has a similar lawsuit on hold in Polk County District Court until the Iowa Supreme Court rules on whether state officials have immunity against defamation. Godfrey seeks monetary damages. An aide to Governor Terry Branstad says the state's budget director was taken to a Des Moines hospital for complications from a kidney stone. Spokesman Tim Albrecht says Department of Management Director Dave Roederer was taken to the hospital Wednesday morning after he fell faint and laid on the floor of his Capitol office. He then apparently fainted, and Albrecht says when an emergency team arrived, Roederer was able to get on a stretcher. He was then taken to a hospital. Roederer was later released and was home on Wednesday afternoon and doing well. The 62-year-old Roederer is a key aide to Branstad and oversees many state budget issues. The announcement that veteran U.S. Senator Tom Harkin would not run for re-election came as a shock that neither his own party nor the Republicans had given any thought to who might succeed him. Harkin and his Republican counterpart, Charles Grassley, have been an Iowa institution in the Senate since the 1980s. Now the Republicans hope to use the race to show they can attract Hispanic voters who are increasing here and throughout the Midwest. Democrats hope to show they can elect a candidate other than Harkin, a household name in the state. Iowa will be a key battleground in the struggle for control of the Senate in the 2014 election. No candidates have declared for the race, but several, including Democratic Representative Bruce Braley, are exploring the possibility. And now taking a look at world headlines here this hour, President Barack Obama's nominee for defense secretary is defending himself against critics who have seized on his past statements about Israel, Iran, and nuclear weapons. Chuck Hagel says he cannot be defined by a single vote or quote. He insists that his worldview hasn't changed and the United States must maintain the strongest military in the world and lead internationally. He made his comments at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Stocks are flat after the government released new data on consumer spending and unemployment, and some earnings reports disappointed investors. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits last week jumped to 38,000 to a seasonally adjusted 368,000. The government also reports today that consumers increased their spending last month at a slower pace as their income grew by the largest amount in 8 years. A storm that sent tornadoes through parts of the southeast, leaving 2 people dead, has now spread power outages from the Carolinas to Connecticut. It's also triggered flash floods and forced water rescues in areas outside of Washington, D.C. More than 100,000 homes and businesses are without power in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and upstate New York. The office of Senator Robert Menendez says the senator reimbursed a prominent political donor just this month for the full cost of 3 trips the senator took on the donor's plane to the Dominican Republic in 2010. A spokeswoman says Menendez has paid the Florida donor more than $58,000. Details of the trips emerged as the office of the New Jersey Democrat denied unsubstantiated allegations that he had engaged in sex with prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. A California man says he created the hoax involving former Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o and a fake girlfriend because he was in love with the football player. Renaya Tuiasosopo spoke publicly for the first time in an interview with Dr. Phil McGraw for the Dr. Phil Show, the first part of which aired today. He says Te'o knew nothing of the hoax. He also says he's trying to, in his words, recover from homosexuality and get his real life back. KJAN News Time is 9:16.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Bill Antisdale, age 55, of rural Anita, died on Friday at the Fairview Hospital in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Celebration of life services for Bill Antisdale will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Northo Whiten, age 86, of Panora, died on Tuesday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Northo Whiten will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Donald Learson, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Don Learson will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Vernon D. Wollenhouse, age 92, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Vernon D. Wollenhouse will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. A Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Shear, age 58, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at his home in Coon Rapids. Services for Richard Scheer will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. The Johnson & Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Mark Grove, age 65, of Shelby, died Tuesday at his home in Shelby. A celebration of life service for Robert Mark Grove will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Billy Marples, age 62, of Elkhorn, died today at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. And services for Billy Marples are currently pending at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a look at your latest funeral announcements and news here this 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.